requested by Taney County Road and Bridge that lease is sealed on January 21st, 2017, and closed on February 21st, 2017. I received responses from 6 different vendors on this item, and those responses were opened here in public last week on February 22nd. Copies of all of those responses were turned over to Mr. Hayes for a full review process, and I'll turn it over to him now for his bid recommendation.
Basically, on this bid, we received six bids, and we've also demoed different machines even during our end of last patch season. And this one's actually adding a roller so we can run 2 full patch crews with 2 rollers each. And the bid we received here is the low bid from G.W. Van Keppel Company, and the people or crew chiefs and whatnot are very aware of this type of machine. We actually have one, which is a Bowman brand, and so I'm recommending that we go with G.W. Van Keppel for total bid cost of $48,584.
Why is there such a big price difference on some of these?
I don't know. Some of them is quite a wide range. That one's very expensive, and I'm not sure what actual machine and the timeline on one is. At the end of our surfacing season, so the one on there is pretty expensive.
On 2 of them, there it says vibrating roller drum.
Yeah, it requires having a vibrating system on that too. It's used to compact asphalt, is the primary purpose of this finish roller.
Move to award bid number 201701-362 to G.W. Van Keppel.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify the vendors.
Bid recommendations for chip spreaders.
Yes, this is in reference to bid number 201701-363 for a chip spreader trailers, actually for 2 of these units as requested by Road and Bridge. Correct name of this item is a hydraulic folding tail chip spreader trailer. And we put a bid out for 2 of these items on January the 21st, closed on February the 21st. We received responses only from 2 different vendors, despite inviting as many as we could find, and several of them, including all the previous vendors participating in the previous bids. These were the only 2 responses that we received, and, from G.W. Van Keppel, and also a company out of Florida named Technology International Incorporated, which actually came in lower than Van Keppel, but upon review, Mr. Hayes came up with some issues that I'll let him explain now, and I'll turn it over to him for his award recommendation for these 2 trailers.
Looks like they didn't meet the specs on a couple areas.
Yeah, I actually have a picture so you know what we're buying. They call this actually a paver special, but we're calling it a chip spreader because in talking with the G.W. Van Keppel Company, this loading ramps here are a bifold type loading ramp. As you can see here, how they'll fold up, but they extend out there and it gives only a 9-degree load angle, which we can load the chip spreader, rollers, brooms, they can load pavers. Double drum rollers are also very difficult to try to load on very steep angle type trailers. So that's the reason we're trying to get 2 of these, one for the patch crew and one for the chip seal crew. The cheaper vendor had a couple exceptions on there. One of them was the load angle, was a little steeper. I think he's 11 degree or more, and the spec called for a 9 degree. A couple other exceptions on there that he didn't meet, so that's the reason I'm recommending going with G.W. Van Keppel.
Move to award bid number 201701-363 to Van Keppel.
Second. Did you want to go ahead and say the amount?
Oh, I was going to say for the hydraulic folding tail chip spreader. For two of them.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Notify the vendors. Contracts forthcoming.
Appointment of Road and Bridge Administrator.
As a first-class county, we're to have either an engineer or a road and bridge administrator. And Randy Hayes has acted in that position, to my knowledge, at least since 2012. And I make a motion that we appoint Randy Hayes as a road and bridge administrator upon the county getting a bond as required by statute 62041.
We have a motion. Do we have some discussion?
You mean 61.041?
What did I say?
62. Oh. The only, this is, honestly, I didn't even know this was on the agenda or what it was about, so I'm not ready to. Randy, do you know the history as to why you've been interim?
Well,
do you know?
Actually, the reason for the interim, at the time that we done that, it allowed the commission that was sitting then still to research or look for anybody they wanted to or whatever, and also had me an opportunity if I didn't want it, I could step back to my previous position. So that was kind of the reason they made it interim.
Because the very first statute says that nothing in this chapter shall require the county commission. So then it goes on to say that it's the office of county highway administrators to be created in all counties of first class. So anyways, I don't know enough about it. I haven't researched it enough to. I don't have a problem with it. At the same time, I don't understand why we're doing it unless there's a, you say by statute. Well, I don't know. So I'd just like some time to research it and maybe even have Frank look at it, make sure we're not opening up something that we don't know about because of the bonding issues and because of the requirements that might be set forth in the statutes.
In the past, Taney County had a road and bridge administrator, and upon when that one was no longer with us, then after a time, Mr. Hayes had to come in and assume those duties because you have to have an administrator over. As large as our road department is in different barns, there has to be someone that handles the responsibility, and it is a large job.
I don't disagree with him. He essentially does that. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to read the chapter, and it seems to me that he pretty much does everything that's required in there, but I'm just not.
Okay. Wait until next week.
Honestly, I'd like a week or two.
We can table it till next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Take it back up.
Just kind of find out, yeah, because again, I'm not. I feel like this has kind of been thrown on here and not discussed. Again, I wasn't aware of it until this morning whenever I asked what was on the agenda. I looked at the agenda.
she sent it out to all commissioners
I understand that. I'm saying I wasn't aware of it until this morning whenever.
Thank you.
All right.
You say motion fails for lack of second.
I guess motion fails for lack of second.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. I guess we'll recess and go upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests in our conference room.